as we enter back into ordinary time, the Advent and the Christmas season are not that far behind us, but we return to this ordinary time of the church year where you and I, as people of faith, have the opportunity to reflect on ordinary things in our lives. Communication, the hearing, and the listening. Samuel and Eli. Samuel hears, runs to Eli and says, "You called me. Go back to sleep. I didn't call you." He hears it again, hears it again. As human beings, you and I have this capacity to listen for understanding, or to listen to respond. I suspect that many of us listen so that we can respond. Think about a conversation that you might have with someone. As they're speaking, just as I am speaking, I'm sure you're sitting there responding. Right? Don't say you're not, because I'm sure you are. Because I know I am. Not to myself, but the reactions that I see. So we have this capacity to listen, to understand, or to respond. In our faith, we have that same capability. That when we pray, do we pray to understand? Or do we pray to respond? Our understanding comes from being open to what the Lord is speaking. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Our responsorial song. Speak, Lord, for I am listening to you. There's an openness that our hearts and our minds, when we speak those words, we are open to what God is going to do for us and with us as people of faith. Listening to understand. Even Jesus' disciples, they approach and say, "Where are you staying?" But this is after Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" They're following him. He says, "What are you looking for? Where do you stay? Come, and you will see where I stay." An openness. Come, and you will see. Not say, "Oh, come and see." You will see it. If we are open to seeing for understanding. To put it another way, what we seek is seeking us. Rumi, mystic, theologian. What we seek is seeking us. Where do you stay? Come, and you will see.